on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, it has been confirmed that the A5 upgrade is to go ahead. The Housing Minister has confirmed a number of people who applied for social housing because their homes were affected by mica have been turned down. The Council is to request a meeting with the General Manager of Letterkenny University Hospital, the Head of the National Ambulance Service and the Regional Chief Fire Officer to discuss issues facing the hospital. And MEP Luke Ming-Flanagan has refused to apologise for allegedly criticising the lack of Fine Gael MEPs at a meeting of sexual abuse survivors. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First in news, the Taoiseach says Frances Fitzgerald is a good woman who has left office without getting a full and fair hearing. The Taoiseach has stood down following her handling of the Garda whistleblower controversy. Frances Fitzgerald said she is putting the national interest ahead of her career and is also avoiding a potentially destabilising general election. Leo Varadkar has told it all he's accepted her resignation with regret.
I believe a calm, measured reading of evidence will show that the Taoiseach acted appropriately, and I hope the Charlton Tribunal will establish this conclusively in the weeks ahead and that she will have her good name vindicated. And I expect her to continue to play a full role in political and public life, including at the highest level into the future.
Meanwhile, the Fianna Fáil leader says the Taoiseach's resignation was the correct decision, but nobody is relishing in it. Micheál Martin says the Department of Justice needs to change.
This has to be the nail in the coffin of secrecy and silos in the Department of Justice. Yes, there has to be a fundamental change in the culture of that department. But government must also take responsibility and take legitimate questioning by the opposition, not as partisan grandstanding all of the time.
It's been confirmed that the A5 upgrade is to go ahead. The North Department for Infrastructure says it will proceed with the A5 Western Transport Corridor scheme, with works on a new 15-kilometre stretch of dual carriageway from new buildings to the north of Strabane due to commence early next year. Westron MP Barry McElduff says the emphasis now is on securing more money from the Irish government to ensure further phases of the A5 proceed without delay.
Minister Coveney did suggest that when the 10-year capital infrastructure plan is to be rolled out, there could be positive news there. So that's welcome, and I think we're on course, and there is commitment, you know, from authorities in Dublin and Belfast. And we need to make absolutely sure that those of us in the northwest of Ireland are not left behind, and the A5 is key to that.
Meanwhile, Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh is confident there will be no shortage of commitments on the A5 project in the future from the Irish Government.
I've also lobbied for the extension of Phase 1A, which brings us beyond Sion Mills, that this particular section is extended because we can start to seriously examine and push forward the Strabane-Lifford bypass, which obviously will be our future connection into Letterkenny. With a green light for the A5, I can certainly make a very, very strong case for the Lifford-Letterkenny road, the Bunny Link bypass Letterkenny, and let's hope that things go according to plan.
Renewed focus on the Irish government contribution toward the A5 and the money already committed to Phase 1A, as you've said. Will we see more from Simon Coveney and from Simon Harris as a finance minister to ensure this project can be completed as quickly as possible?
Yeah, I think there'll be no shortage of commitment to this project, be it financial or political. We've been making approaches to the European Investment Bank as well, and I've always made the point that in light of Brexit, we need to be Brexit-proofing the border areas, and I think this is the ideal project to ensure, with the outcome of Brexit and whatever the ramifications and consequences of that, that we cannot sit back and refrain from the momentum we've made, number one, on a cross-border collaboration basis, but number two, to ensure that we continue with the proper access people are as equally entitled to in the Northwest as in any other part of the country.
Donegal County Council is to request a meeting with the General Manager of Letterkenny University Hospital, the Head of the National Ambulance Service and the Regional Chief Fire Officer to discuss issues facing the hospital. High on the agenda will be the ongoing overcrowding situation in its emergency department, while the issue of poor ambulance response times in some parts of the county would also be discussed. Councillor Seamus O'Donnell says serious questions need to be answered as to how these problems are going to be tackled, as in the interim, people's lives are effectively being put at risk.
Quite happy. The council have admitted that they're going to write to both the regional manager of Letterkenny General Hospital, the regional manager of the HSE, as well as the manager who's in charge of ambulance services in the county, to request a meeting between themselves and the members of Donegal County Council, because, quite frankly, the stories that we're hearing on a weekly, daily, monthly basis are catastrophic in the extreme. The situation that is presiding in Letterkenny General Hospital is totally chaotic. I do believe that it is management of the hospital that are responsible for this. The nurses and the frontline staff are doing fabulous work, and it is up to us as councillors to support them in that work and to ensure that the management put in proper procedures. And if the management of the hospital or the HSE Northwest require us to go and speak to ministers, well, then they should be doing that.
But then we see this week a protest up in Buncrana about ambulance cover there. It was a very poor turnout, unfortunately. Is that sending a bad message?
I suppose it is, and these things, they only arrive at your doorstep when they directly affect you. But I think everybody understands that the chronic problems that are with the health care within Donegal, particularly the hospital, particularly ambulance cover, and the more peripheral areas such as North Inishowen, such as parts of West Donegal and North Donegal, and indeed South Donegal, are not getting proper, adequate cover from ambulance services. Then when they go into A&E, if they go in off the street, they may be waiting for excessive periods, up to 72 hours in some cases. When they do arrive there, there must be proper management structures in place to get them dealt with. And if there isn't enough staff, there needs to be more staff made available there. The public shouldn't have to carry the can and shouldn't have to protest in regards to these things. That's what we intend to do, to raise these concerns, to ask the hospital managers and the HSE managers how they're going to deal with the problems that exist. Can they be dealt with? And if they can't be dealt with, they need to put their hands up and they need to say, maybe we need to step aside if that is the situation.
Housing Minister Damien English has confirmed that a number of people who applied for social housing because their homes were affected by mica have been turned down. Responding to questions from Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue in the Dáil this afternoon, Minister English said data protection issues prevented him from discussing the reasons for applications being refused. However, he said Donegal County Council would contact them with full explanations. Deputy McConlogue also asked the Minister to come to Donegal to meet with the MICA Action Group in the coming weeks. And we'll return to that later. Midlands Northwest MEP Luke Ming Flanagan has refused to apologise for allegedly criticising the lack of Fine Gael MEPs at a meeting of sexual abuse survivors in Brussels last week. The MEP has been criticised for labelling a parliamentary assistant to Fine Gael's Mairead McGuinness as a puppy. Ming Flanagan told Shannon Side his use of the phrase had been taken out of context. And now returning to your earlier story, during an exchange in the Dáil this afternoon, Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue has asked Housing Minister Damien English to come to Donegal to meet with the MICA Action Group in the coming weeks.
Minister, in relation to, it was laid before the House 6 months ago, I know you visited Donegal. At the time you committed to looking into ensuring that there would be social housing options for those who have to move out of their homes because they're in cases where they're exceptionally badly affected. You also give a commitment that you come back to the county to update the MICA Action Group on progress before the end of the year. And can I ask the Minister if he will actually indeed do that and to give us an update,
Minister,
on the issue? Gromaugut.
Yeah, we've been in a position to do the update before the end of the year. The expert panel is moving on quite well with it on the technicality end of this, recommendation 1 and 2. In relation to those who are in an unsafe house, once they prove that they're entitled to go on the social housing list, the local authorities can accommodate them. And we've got a number of people who have made applications so far, and for different reasons didn't qualify. That's for data protection, but they've been answered back. We've asked the council to give them direct information why they didn't qualify in that as well. But if somebody's in an unsafe house that they can't live in, and they qualify in the means test, they can apply for social housing and will be helped by any local authority. We're very clear on that. So we will engage before the end of the year then, directly on the report.
Hundreds of people turned out at the Abbey Hotel last evening for a a public meeting called following the refusal of planning permission for a new cinema in Donegal Town. Earlier this month, Donegal County Council refused plans for the five-screen cinema along with public parking and a shop and restaurant. In the wake of that decision, 8,000 people signed a petition in protest. The project developer and local politicians were among those that addressed the crowd, which exceeded 300. Local woman Yvonne Callaghan launched the campaign, and speaking at the meeting, she said she remains hopeful that the project will go ahead.
I do understand the concerns, but I think from what I have gathered from it, the main objection of the cinema going ahead is outside the town boundary. Now, do we stop building? Do we stop letting people in? Do we stop everything because we're moving outside the town boundary? Towns have to expand, and this is maybe just the start of Donegal Town expanding and progressing. It's probably quite easy to sort, and what we're asking for is that they overturn the decision that they've already made and give us the cinema that we want in the town.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where the Christmas Club is now open. Shop online 24/7 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And it's 5:15, time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with local soccer. Derry City have announced five new signings today, with the likes of Barry McNamee, Dean Jarvis and Aaron Barry departing the club in recent weeks. Boss Kenny Shields has been busy in the transfer window. John Coffey, Gavin Pearce, Armin Arnovich, David Hopkirk and Connor Agnew will be playing football at the Brandywell next season. Coffey was bought by Manchester United 10 years ago. Then at the age of 14, he was the youngest ever million-pound player joining United from Burnley. He went on to play for Royal Antwerp, Barnsley and Southport, with his last club being Stele Bridge Celtic, which is based in Manchester. Pearce is a former Sligo Rovers captain and joins from St Patrick's Athletic. Swedish defender Agnovic has played for Galway United, and Hopkirk is a midfielder who's played for the likes of Dunfermline in Scotland. American Agnew was on trial at Derry before the end of the season, having arrived from South Carolina. Ethan Boyle has left Finn Harps and joined Shamrock Rovers. Boyle had played for 2 years under Ollie Horgan at Finn Park, and during that time was elevated to an Ireland international under 21. Sligo Rovers were also thought to be interested in signing Boyle, but he's opted to play for the Hoops in 2018. Dundalk have completed the signing of striker Ronan Murray. The 26-year-old scored 17 goals in 38 games for Galway last season. Dundalk boss Stephen Kenny is now hoping to agree new contracts with John Mountie, Robbie Benson and former Derryman Patrick McElhinney. Institute are on the hunt for a new ground. Their current home pitch at Drumahoe in Derry was badly affected by the floods in August, and since then an infestation of Japanese knotwood has engulfed the venue. The problem is classed as serious, with treatment taking years to kill off the plant. Just months on from the floods, the club is in limbo once again, and they must seek a venue to play the home games in the Irish League Championship. Club officials will be assessing the issue in the coming days and look at possible venues nearby, which could include the likes of the new Brandywell Stadium in the city or the showgrounds at Limavady. Institute, who have spent over 30 years at Drumahoe, have a leasing agreement with the YMCA for using their facilities. We go to international women's soccer, and the Republic of Ireland take on European champions the Netherlands in the World Cup qualifier in Holland this evening. It's the Group 3 top of the table clash, as both sides have won their opening two games. Ireland head into the match off the back of wins over Northern Ireland and Slovakia. Donegal's Tyler Toland, Roman McLaughlin and Amber Barrett were all part of the Ireland team. Toland and Barrett, both started the previous one over Slovakia. Ireland will be without the injured Stephanie Roach and Anya O'Gorman. Kickoff time is at 7 o'clock tonight. Here's the Ireland manager, Colin Bell.
Try and get something out of this game, and we know that we are total outsiders. We're playing against European champions at home, full house. They've beaten everybody the last few games. And there's some really good countries that they have actually not just beaten, but really dominated. For example, England, Norway twice, Denmark twice. So they're top nations. So we know what we're up against. And it's going to be, first of all, it's going to be a fantastic opportunity for us to see where we stand.
Another soccer news. Manchester United have the chance to cut the gap at the top of the Premier League to 5 points this evening. Jose Mourinho's side are away to inform Watford. Tottenham will climb back into the Premier League's top four if they avoid defeat to Leicester at the King Power Stadium. Spurs trail table toppers Manchester City by 13 points, having failed to win their last two top flight games. Manager Mauricio Pochettino says they can't afford any more slip-ups.
The gap is massive. We'll see what happens. We need to believe. We need to try to win games. If we don't win, it's difficult to be a contender.
Gary Megson remains in temporary charge of West Brom for tonight's visit of Newcastle to the Hawthorns. Chris Hughton's Brighton and Hove Albion welcome Crystal Palace to the Amex Stadium. There are also two games in the Championship tonight as well, with Derby County taking on Ipswich Town and Reading are hosting Barnsley. In Gaelic Games, the Donegal County Board have announced the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town as the new Tier 2 partner. The Abbey Hotel logo will appear on the rear of the new Donegal GAA jersey, training gear and the team leisure wear. The MCR Group had been the previous Tier 2 sponsor. Former Mayo captain Alan Dillon has announced his retirement from inter-county football. The Ballintubber clubman made 134 appearances during an 18-year spell with the Westerners. He won All-Stars in 2006 and 2012 and collected 8 Connacht senior medals. Colm Cooper intends to play on with his club Dr Crokes in 2018. The 8-time All-Star has told the Irish Examiner that he's still enjoying his football and is not thinking about hanging up the boots just yet. Dr Crokes surrendered their Munster and All-Ireland crowns after a 5-point loss to Nemo Rangers last Sunday. In rugby, Ireland captain Rory Best, Sean Reedy and Stuart McCluskey will play for Ulster in this Friday's game against the Dragons. Fellow internationals Ian Henderson and Jacob Stockdale, who scored 2 tries against Argentina last weekend, have not been released for club duty. Chris Henry will return for Ulster from a collarbone injury, which he sustained against the Southern Kings in Port Elizabeth in a game played earlier this month. And finally, staying with more rugby news, new Munster head coach Joan Van Gran is determined to keep Peter O'Mahony at the province. Reports this morning are suggesting that the Lions flanker has opened talks with English and French clubs after rejecting an initial 2-year contract offer from the IRFU. Van Gran says it's a priority to get O'Mahony to sign a new deal.
I haven't spoken to Pete one-on-one yet. We chatted away this morning. He's currently contracted to the IRFU until the end of the season. You know, he's been offered a contract extension with some added benefits. You know, I believe it's in the best interest of Munster Rugby and of the IRFU to keep him at Munster and in Ireland. Luckily, that's hopefully not a done deal. You know, he stands for so much more. He's a Munster man through and through. And, you know, looking forward to that discussion with him.
We'll be back with more sport tomorrow, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. Concerns have been raised in Strabane over a vast amount of lighting outages in the area. According to local councillor Patsy Kelly, an excess of 300 lights are currently out across the town and wider district. He says there are cases where pedestrians are not visible to motorists at junctions due to insufficient lighting, while in other areas residents feel unnerved walking in the darkness. He is now calling on action to be taken without delay.
Basically, what's been brought to my attention, people are complaining that some of the lights that are out are at junctions, and junctions where people are crossing roads, and in areas where it is dark, and they're concerned about the lights have been in darkness now for 2 or 3 months, and after being reported, and still, some of them still not fixed, not just within the town, but also within the, parts of the rural areas as well. So when you see the staggering amount, there's over 300, I'm asking when are they going to look at this, or is it, have we even got money to fix them? And they are saying once they're reported, but lights have been reported and they're still out and still not up to factor.
And this is an issue as well in ensuring that people feel safe within the areas.
Well, definitely, if people do, when they're out walking, especially within the town, if they do feel safe, and there's some areas that have 2 or 3 lights out in a row, and they don't feel that, and also there's a safety issue there, whereas people don't see some people when they're crossing up junctions and things like that. But it's an issue and it's out there, and it's one that people are complaining about.
And for weather now, cold and bright today with sunny spells and showers. Some of the showers will be heavy with hail and a few will turn wintry on high ground. Highest temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Taoiseach says Frances Fitzgerald is a good woman who has left office without getting a full and fair hearing. The Taoiseach has stood down following her handling of the Garda whistleblower controversy. Donegal County Council is to request a meeting with the General Manager of Letterkenny University Hospital, the Head of the National Ambulance Service and the Regional Chief Fire Officer to discuss issues facing the hospital. Midlands Northwest MEP Luke Ming Flanagan has refused to apologise for allegedly criticising the lack of Fine Gael MEPs at a meeting of sexual abuse survivors in Brussels last week. The MEP has been criticised for labelling a parliamentary assistant to Fine Gael's Mairead McGuinness as a puppy. And Housing Minister Damien English has confirmed that a number of people who applied for social housing because their homes were affected by mica have been turned down. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. And we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 28th of November. The death has taken place of Patsy Barr, later of Théâfnacilla, Moville, formerly of Cooley, Moville. His remains are reposing at Collins Funeral Premises, Cooldaff. Visiting time this evening from 8 o'clock until 9:30. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Brook Douse, Ballybowes, Falkara, formerly of England and Dublin. Funeral service in Rymuntradonny Church, Falkara, on Thursday at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in Clondahorkey Cemetery, Dunfanaghy. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Letterkenny Dialysis Unit, care of any family member or Harkins Funeral Director, Creaslow. The death has taken place at his residence of John McClune, Mill Road, Glenties, and formerly of Glasgow. His remains are reposing at his residence at Mill Road, Glenties. Removal from there on Thursday morning at 11:30 to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in Fintown Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Inquiries to James McGuinness, Funeral Director, Glenties. The death has taken place at her late residence of Mary Gorman, Calhame, Anagri. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there on Thursday at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass at St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Anagri, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary nightly at 9 o'clock. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of any family member, or Stephen O'Donnell and Sons Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Annie Maguire, the Cottages, Ballyrain, Letterkenny. Annie's remains will repose at her late residence until 10 o'clock this evening, with funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in St Patrick's Cemetery, Drumkeen. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Patients' Comfort Fund, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Martin McGowan, McGowan's Funeral Home, Drumbo Avenue, Stranorner, or any family member. The death has taken place of Harry McKinney, Cockhill Road, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. House private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Bernie Doherty, Gordon Askey, Burnfoot. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Fawn, at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 12 midnight to 10 a.m. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Anne McFadden, née McBride, formerly of Brinalec, Bucquidor. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Remains leaving there this evening to the Church of Christ the King, Carmonnock Road, for 7:30 to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock with burial afterwards in St Conval's Cemetery, Barhead. All inquiries to Anderson Maguire Funeral Directors, Glasgow. And the death has taken place of Eamon Ponsonby, Dromore, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 to the Church of the Irish Martyrs for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family fares only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Little Angels School, Kilmacrennan Road, Letterkenny, or Medical Ward 3, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member.